Sisters Michelle and Nicole Bouchard both have autism. In high school, they had to become strong self-advocates so they could get the specialized help they needed. Now in college, they're learning what they can about themselves and their disability to help others understand what it's like to live with autism. Michelle, Nicole, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, not a problem.
No problem at all.
So, Michelle, I want to start with you. What was school like for you growing up?
Well, to give you an idea, they told me I was stupid. They told me I never even learned how to tell time, so they didn't teach me. And there was a list of things that I was told I couldn't do. I couldn't go to college. I couldn't find a job. It wasn't easy. It was a big struggle for me.
Nicole, was your experience in school similar to your sister's?
That's where it differs. Even though we're twins, it is a little different. If I remember correctly and my memory serves right, I tested a little bit higher than Michelle did, and I was put in mainstream classes but pulled out.
What made you want to start learning more about your autism?
Well, as I got into high school, I got into contact through Michigan Rehabilitation Services with a company called the Disability Network. It's here in Flint. And all through high school, I would take different courses, like just to learn how to manage money or manage different things and how to live on your own. I wanted to learn how to do this myself because I didn't want to be another statistic. I wanted to be my own person.
What do you want people to know about autism and about people who live with autism?
The main thing I want people to know, and this is Nicole, by the way, we are just like you. If I can use this in a business sense, you know how you keep file folders in a cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
All our file folders are just scattered, but it doesn't mean that we can't learn ways to get them back into the drawer. We are just like everyone else. Maybe a little different, but that's what makes the world go around.
Michelle, what about you?
Oh my gosh. Do you have 2 hours? No, I'm kidding. There's a lot of things I want people to know. Nicole hit the big one, though, is we want everybody to know we're just like everyone else, but we work harder. I mean, what people fail to realize is that we work just as hard, if not harder, every day for what we need or want. And I think people just take that for granted. And what I want most people to know, actually everybody to know, is that don't discriminate people like us just because you don't know us. Get to know us. We're going to be probably the most friendly people you'll ever meet.
Do you feel like the way people view autism is changing from maybe when you were very young to now that you're young adults?
Yeah. People are taking it a lot more seriously now. They're looking at different possible causes where when we were young, they didn't know what caused it. It was new to some degree, and it is different. They're looking at different routes now, different possible causes, different possible ways that it came about, so on and so forth. And I'm still learning about that.
We've been speaking with twin sisters, Michelle and Nicole Bouchard. Michelle, Nicole, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. We enjoyed it.
No problem. I really enjoyed doing it.